You're listening to State of the Human, the radio show of the Stanford Storytelling Project. I'm Charlie Mintz. Today's show is How to Give. You can't talk about giving or charity without talking about the developing world, places where Western poverty can seem cozy by comparison. We in the West have so much that it seems natural to ask why we don't give more to people who really need it. We're told that the money we spend on coffee in a year could, in another country, buy cataract surgery for a blind girl, send her brother to school, and feed their whole family for a year. It's just so tempting to want to give our surplus to make the world a better place. This next story is about someone who tried to do that. Not with money, though, with t-shirts.
If you paid attention to the world of social media, marketing, or charity in 2010, you might have seen this video.
Hey everybody, my name is Jason Sadler, and I am starting a project called 1 Million Shirts. I want to get 1 million shirts donated to the people of Africa, different countries, different villages, different towns.
In the video, Jason is standing in front of a closet overflowing with t-shirts. His hair is buzzed and his muscles are huge. He looks like he could be somebody's personal trainer, or one of those uber-healthy business people who lives off exotic shakes. Point is, he's got charisma. And in this video, he's channeling that charisma toward getting 1 million t-shirts donated to the continent of Africa.
If you're like me, you've got an entire closet full of shirts that you probably don't wear anymore. I'm a little bit more drastic than most. I also run a company called iwearyourshirt.com, where I get paid to wear t-shirts for a living. So I really don't need any of my old t-shirts. I plan on wearing t-shirts for a living.
How does someone get paid to wear t-shirts for a living? Sadler, essentially, is a human billboard. Every day he wears shirts with corporate logos on them. It's part of a company he started from scratch. Sadler's enthusiasm is contagious. He's stoked in his video about Africa. And when you watch the video, you get kind of stoked too.
And right now it's time for me to put my shirts together. Let's see how many I've got to donate. 2, 5, 10, 20.
The project blew up when it hit the site Mashable.com. Their article was about how people can use social media to clothe Africa, and it praised Sadler's Facebook and Twitter skills. But not everybody thought the project was a good idea. In fact, aid workers from all over the world basically hated it. They filled up pages and pages of anti-Jason material in their blogs. The blog Good Intentions Are Not Enough lists over 60 different blog articles that lambast Jason's video. Here's one by a blogger named Teddy. It's called Found, 1 millionth stupid idea by wannabe do-gooders. I'll just read a little excerpt. Out of all the problems plaguing Africa, shirtless kids running around in tropical weather isn't a global crisis. And don't get me started on the gratuitous use of poverty porn in your video. Aid bloggers like Teddy took issue with a couple of the things in the project. The first was economical. Shipping t-shirts to Africa just isn't practical. Way more money would go into the hands of international oil companies than would go into the hands of people who need it. Plus, why send shirts to Africa when people in Africa can make their own shirts, creating jobs and making the kinds of shirts that they actually want? But what bloggers really didn't like about 1 million shirts was how it felt overall. Like this one part.
Some people only have half a shirt to their name. Some children don't have a shirt at all.
Right then, a picture pops up of an African kid without a shirt on. This is what Teddy was talking about when he mentioned poverty porn. The image is supposed to make you feel guilty, and it does. When you see that kid without a shirt on, you want to send one of your extra shirts all the way to Africa.
Well, it's not a coincidence that my blog is called Good Intentions Are Not Enough.
This is Sandra Schimmelfennig. She's one of the bloggers who chewed out Jason online.
There are these people that don't know anything about aid and development, just getting into communities and leading projects, even though they may not have any background and experience, they don't understand the language, they don't understand the culture, but they're given a pass because they have good intentions. And if anything's written about them, it's always the positive homeboy does good story that you get in your local newspaper.
Sandra has a name for this local homeboy story. She calls it Whites in Shining Armor.
And that local newspaper never actually goes, obviously, to the location and talks to anyone else. So the entire story is written from the perspective of the person who went. And you're not hearing the impact on the ground. And if that project fails, which they often do, that's never reported back to the newspaper because the person who was in the newspaper obviously doesn't want a story written about it.
It's easy to hear the frustration in Sandra's voice. She's frustrated by the gap between people who make positive differences in the developing world and the people who just have good intentions.
His project really isn't that much different than hundreds, thousands of projects out there. He just happened to have got into Mashable, which has a big enough audience that it was then seen by the aid blogosphere. And so the aid blogosphere started to joke about it rather snidely. And so Jason did a response video where he was rather snarky.
Hey, internet trolls, angry people on Twitter, whatever you want to call yourselves, be a man. 140 characters. You don't even have the time to email me, and you're going to talk to me on Twitter. I don't care. I don't drink Haterade. I really don't. I'm going to go ahead and keep trying to give kids and families who don't have shirts in Africa clothing to wear, because you guys all seem to think that everyone in Africa has clothing. I'm happy to talk to anybody who wants to, maybe step up and actually speak to somebody and not sit behind a computer. I don't do that. Have a great day. I wish you all the best.
After Jason's response video, some people on Twitter organized a huge conference call over Skype, sort of as a way of saying, okay, let's give Jason what he asks for. People from all over the world were there, including Jason, and also including Teddy, the guy who had blogged about poverty porn in the original 1 million shirts video. Here's part of what Teddy said.
As an African, I've really become tired because everybody thinks that all Western organizations and all Western ideas are the best thing for Africa. Sometimes they're not. Most of the time, they're not. A lot of the times, we have solutions and initiatives already on the ground that are kind of fledgling. So when something like this just gets heaped on our economy, it doesn't help us. It completely destroys those.
In the conference call, Teddy tells Jason exactly how he feels. He's upset about Jason's project and projects like it because of the effects of American handouts in developing economies. But there's a difference between being upset on Twitter and being upset in a conference call, because in a conference call, you can be a little more sure that someone is listening. And Jason was definitely listening.
The turning point in this whole thing was working with Teddy.
This is Jason speaking in an interview with one of our producers.
That was the turning point for me, because that was somebody who wrote negatively about me from the beginning, you know, chastised me openly, and then kind of came back and said, you know, listen, I apologize for, you know, what I, you know, originally what I said, you know, I meant it, but I still, you know, I want to help you and I want you to realize what was wrong.
Teddy and Jason made amends and they even started to collaborate.
He was the one who sat down with me on Skype and who worked with me and, you know, wanted to. Literally every single day, if I needed questions answered, he would be there. He would be there to answer those questions.
They drastically revised the 1 Million Shirts project together, transforming it from a charity project into an entrepreneurial venture. This new project would not send any shirts to Africa, but would keep them in the States and make laptop cases out of them. Then they could sell the laptop cases and use the money to give college scholarships to African students.
Sending a bunch of people free handouts in other countries, you know, it's not good for what's going on in their economies. And you know, while the intentions are in the right place, you know, it's not actually going to be a helpful thing. I mean, that's obviously why I stopped doing it.
What's remarkable about all of this is that Jason went so wrong trying to do something that seems essentially good. He wanted to give t-shirts to people in Africa who didn't have them, clothing the poor. That's like textbook benevolence. But it completely backfired on him. Then, he was able to transform the backlash into an entirely different project. But when Jason stood back and looked at the revised version of the project, he realized it was not the project that he wanted.
It didn't feel right to me. It didn't feel like it was actually going to do as much as I wanted to do.
You know, I'm somebody who, when I start something, you know, I have a goal in mind, I want to hit that goal. So when we completely changed the focus of it, the amount of time that it was taking, you know, it just didn't seem like it was going to work for me.
So there it is, the death of 1 million shirts. It was the project that wasn't going to do any good, and it was stopped before it ever really got started. It seems like that was the best thing that could have happened, given the circumstances. Before this story completely finishes, there's kind of a weird addendum, which is this. Not long after he laid 1 million shirts to rest, Jason became passionate about fighting human trafficking.
I know that the majority of people out there don't understand, you know, what's really going on. But when you hear a story of human trafficking in person, it's very difficult to hear.
Jason wanted to make a difference, so he devised a plan. And in his new project, Jason would buy slaves. Yes, he would buy humans from the developing world, and he would set them free.
And, you know, immediately, you know, the guy, Teddy, you know, reached out to me and he was like, you can't do this. Like, you can't be a part of this, because what you don't realize is it's perpetuating the cycle of human trafficking. You can't have people taking kids out, because that just means more kids go in.
If you buy slaves, you support the slave trade industry. Teddy told Jason not to go through with the project.
That was a tough one to swallow, because, you know, what are you supposed to do? You know, you're basically just supposed to sit there and say nothing, you know, and that's the most help you can do. That really sucks.
Jason is thwarted again by someone who understands the situation more fully, telling him why he shouldn't get involved. In my mind, the great thing about this last part of the story is that Jason scrapped the project after he'd written one single blog post about it. All he needed was one email from the right person, and he knew the project wasn't a good idea.
You know, I slapped myself in the forehead and was just like, I should have thought about that more before I wrote it, but I can't take those things back, you know, and so many people emailed me and were like, holy crap, like, I didn't even think about these things going on in the world. So, you know, maybe I opened some people's eyes to some things. I don't know, I'm not trying to be some great leader in this. I'm just trying to say that I learned lessons, and I hope people learn them from me.
In the end, Jason Sadler will probably be remembered as a great leader in the field of knowing when to let go of a project. It wasn't easy for him, and I think we can all agree that it was a good thing for this project to fail over here in the States instead of failing in Africa. Today, Jason is still running iwearyourshirt.com, and he now donates 12 days out of every year to support the nonprofit world by wearing the t-shirts of nonprofit companies for free.
That story was produced by me and Will Rogers. Thanks to Jason Sadler, Sandra Schimmelpfenning, and Teddy, a.k.a. TMS Rouge, for lending their voices.
You and me, we can work this out. We can get it.